So maybe you can talk a little bit about your experience with blinatumomab, how you currently utilize it, and particularly what you've observed and your experiences with toxicity.
I think it's a very effective and useful addition to what we currently have available for our patients. It is approved for use in Philadelphia negative relapsed B-cell ALL. It is somewhat cumbersome. There is a continuous infusion need for changing of cartridges, but patients, once they have it going, can continue on it and can be discharged from the hospital. The toxicities that oftentimes emerge during the first cycle of treatment are cytokine release syndrome, somewhat akin to what you see with CAR T cells, as well as neurotoxicity, which is a little bit scarier, but often transient. And once you can get patients through it, oftentimes with dosing adjustments or interruption and steroid use, patients, many of them can achieve a nice response, obviously remissions and a sizable proportion of patients in the relapse refractory setting, which is very desirable. Many patients who have minimal residual disease or relapse disease can be bridged to a transplant, which is obviously a curative paradigm in this patient. That too is something that is very important. So blinatumomab currently has an important role to play in Philly negative disease.
Can you talk a little bit more about what's been seen in terms of toxicity, particularly neurotoxicity?
It can come in various shapes and sizes. There are folks that can have confusion, episodes of pre-epileptic or epileptic activity have been seen, focal neurologic deficits, and general non-specific neurologic decline has also been seen. Most of it transient, most of it manageable.
What is thought to be the mechanism of how this neurotoxicity occurs?
I don't think anybody clearly knows. I think there are many people that are looking at this, whether it's related to potential cytokine-mediated effects that are causing challenges for other tissues in the body, also having effect on the central nervous system, or whether it has something to do with the target, which is CD19 in this case. I don't know. I don't think many people know definitively, but it's a focus of fairly rigorous study.
Can you talk about your vision, maybe how you explain to your fellows or even your patients of how the drug works? I think it's really fascinating.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is kind of state of the art, like modern technology, right? I mean, it brings into close proximity T cells, which express CD3, and the aberrant leukemic B cell, which expresses CD19. And in that fashion, leads to cell killing through a T cell mediated process. So it is an engineered antibody that manages to do that, and it's very much targeted.